Play-by-play coverage of Silver Streaks boys basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by McDonald's in Galesburg and Knoxville. I'm loving it. Galesburg Nissan on North Henderson Street in front of the Sandberg Mall. Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating, because you deserve to be comfortable in your home, but not miserable when you get the bill. OSF St. Mary Medical Center in Galesburg. Altogether, better. Craddy Insurance Agency, your local Rockford Mutual Insurance Agency in Galesburg. Reed Love Sporting Goods in downtown Kewaunee. And by Dave's Auto Body on Grant Avenue in Galesburg. You better call Dave's. And now, the WGIL broadcast team of Brad Benowitz and Jim Lee with Silver Streaks Basketball on Galesburg Radio 14 WGIL.
Just start talking. I don't know where he is.
From Augustana College at the Carver Center, Brad Benowitz, Jim Lee with you. The Silver Streaks and Davenport Assumption. They are the Knights, and the Silver Streaks win the tip. Eric Thompson gets it into the hands of Grant Gibson, along with Ethan Meeker, Devin Ross, and Joe Williams. Up top, it's Williams. Fakes right, drives left, dumps it off behind him to Meeker. Nearly stolen away by Assumption, and it is Wadsicker, who you may have heard in the pregame interview. Andy Craig indicated that Wadsicker banged up his ankle last night. He was a game-time decision, so Wadsicker does start, along with Collar Mellenbeck, a 6-foot senior. This is Tim Doyle with it, a 6-1 senior with it now, starting to drive down the right side of the lane. He dumps it off and gets it off to Hunter Grenier. He's had some big games offensively for the Knights, who come in with a record of 4-1, and a travel called as the pass gets away to Wadsicker, and both teams turn it over on their opening possessions. The Knights are 4-1. They are coming off a victory last night over Davenport North. They've also defeated Davenport Central and Burlington in the MAC conference. So like the Silver Streaks in the Western Big Six, Assumption is 3-0 in its respective conference. Joe Williams with it on the left side to Meeker down the lane, up with the right hand, rolls around and drops through, and the Silver Streaks get the first points of the game at 2-0. Meeker coming off a big game last night offensively. Talked about him and Gibson with the battle against the flu. Meeker scored 17. Gibson led the way with 19, 36 of the Silver Streaks points in the big victory on the road at Quincy last night, 62-44. And a foul on the Silver Streaks in the half court. Here comes Davenport Assumption to inbound from the baseline into the corner to Mellenbeck. In the left corner, brings it back out. Top of the circle it goes. Into the hands of Tim Doyle, working down the right side of the lane. Into the corner it goes to Wadsicker. Guarded by Meeker as the Streaks open in a man, tries to work around the screen. Meeker fights through it, reverses directions back to Roman Youngblood, a 6'7 senior, who had 15 rebounds in the victory last night for Assumption. Up top it goes to Mellenbeck, and they work it around. Davenport Assumption will play patient and try to find things in the half court if they can. On a double team, they come out high. Doyle gets it away, and the Streaks intercept the pass with Gibson picking it off, intended down the left side of the lane. Gibson pulls up opposite end, shoots from the free throw line and scores. And Galesburg gets out with it quickly in transition, trying to get the game up-tempo. It's 4-0.
Good job by Gibson on the defensive end. He saved what would have been a layup with the turnover, and then back this way, a quick one for Assumption.
Roman Youngblood. As Eric Thompson came out to the free throw line to guard, that left the back door open, and Thompson didn't even bother to chase down Youngblood. It was as easy as a shot as anyone will get in this shootout up here. Illinois leads it 3-1. Nice backdoor cut from Gibson, drew the defense, got it down low to Thompson, who gets fouled on the low blocks, and Eric will shoot 2 free throws here at just 4 of 10 from the line this season.
Eric Thompson, a key man, especially early in this, to try and control Youngblood, the guy you talked about that had the big night last night. Guy's very similar builds. Youngblood more experienced as a senior, but Thompson at least trying to limit the damage that he might do for the Knights inside. Interesting to hear Mike Reynolds in the pregame talk about probably much as much in this game as any game all year, the desire to see this team get up and down the court, even acknowledging a few turnovers would be okay. You don't hear that very often.
Thompson makes 1 of 2 free throws, and Youngblood gets the rebound for Assumption. Well, and so much to consider in terms of trying to get that up-tempo game when you've got six guys who battled effects of the flu this week. You're coming off one of the longest road trips of the season and a conference game at Quincy last night. A bigger floor on the college floor up here. And here's a delayed call on the travel. Are they going to call a push instead? I thought he was going to call the travel, and now they're going to say it's a hand check foul on the Silver Streaks.
Yep, I think Grant on the shove going by there.
So second on the Silver Streaks, first of the game on Gibson. 5-2 Galesburg. From the baseline, out high, the pass goes to Connor Mellenbeck. He passes it right side over to Doyle, trying to find an opening in the lane. Spins right, gets a shot up over Devin Ross, but it won't go down. And Ross battles him off for the rebound. Into the front court quickly. Williams back behind him to Gibson. Up top to Meeker. Thought about the three. Drives, kicks it off to Gibson. Shoots outside the free throw line, hits it. Again, Silver Streaks looking to move the ball quickly and offensively, and it's now 7-2. We're 3 minutes into the game here at the Iowa-Illinois shootout. Tim Doyle on the left side dumps it into Youngblood. One-on-one against
foul number two
Eric
on
Thompson,
Eric.
And Eric got called for a hand check.
And here comes Cody Hawthorne.
Grant Gibson comes over and does some coaching on Thompson. So that's two on Thompson, not even, well, just over 3 minutes into the game. It's 7-2 Galesburg, and now they're going to lose some size. Kevonte Shaw will have to guard the 6'7 Youngblood on the interior. I can take it back. They actually put in Cody Hawthorne, didn't they?
Yep.
And there they go. Right to Youngblood, right at Hawthorne. Shoots over him. Shot rolls off the back of the rim. Hawthorne fronted him pretty well. The rebound bounces out to Grenier, and then the Silver Streaks take it away. Third turnover by Assumption. Meeker cut off down the left side of the lane. Gibson steps into a three and hits it, and Grant has seven in the early going. It's 10-2 Galesburg, and that forces an Assumption timeout with 4:31 to go in the first quarter.
Well, Grant Gibson, one of the places that has shown a lot of interest in Grant is right here on this floor, Augustana College. I don't think their interest will be diminished at all based on what we've seen here in the first 4 minutes, Brad. He's 3-for-3 from the field, forced a couple of turnovers, and doing a great job.
Our thanks to Galesburg Nissan for providing our transportation this weekend, Quincy last night, and to the Quad Cities today in a 2013 Nissan Altima SL. And we invite you to go check out and test drive not only the Altima, but a great selection of Altimas at Galesburg Nissan at the corner of Carl Sandburg Drive and Henderson Street. And I also invite you to contribute to their Fill a Frontier food drive going on right now to benefit both the Fish Food Pantry and the Galesburg Rescue Mission. Our thanks to Galesburg Nissan and wishing you all happy holidays. 10-2 Galesburg coming out of the night's timeout. 4.5 minutes to go, first quarter. To the left side it goes to Mellenbeck. Up top between the circles, Cam Sturdivant, 5'8 junior, is into the game. Inlet pass to Youngblood. Goes around Hawthorne. Cody backs him up outside the free throw line. Misses that shot. Good box out by Gibson on the rebound. Into the front court quickly. Ross drives, dishes it into the corner. Meeker a little bit long on the three-pointer. And now Hawthorne gets in there, rips the rebound away from Youngblood. Gibson picks it up, and the shot won't go down. And Youngblood rebounds that one. Unfortunate for the Silver Streak. They out-hustled and out-battled Assumption, and now they get a transition bucket at the other end and a foul as Grenier took it down the lane.
Yeah, we did everything but get it in the basket. Great work down underneath. Guys banging on the floor, and a part of the reason they got the quick basket the other way is because we had two guys on the floor. Gibson, one of them. I'm not sure who else. Maybe Hawthorne down there. And it was a quick. No, you don't see. This is a game where you don't expect to see Assumption be the team that gets the breakout and the quick basket. But
right.
The way it played out that time, it worked.
Foul on Cody Hawthorne is the fourth team foul on Galesburg. We're halfway through the first quarter. And the free throw goes in and out. Assumption gets the rebound, then Hawthorne with the block. Williams with a loose ball on the floor. Drives into the front court. Free throw line, dishes it out. Meeker measures the three. Short. Rebound Joe Williams. Baseline. Pump fakes. Drives. Hammered. Ball on the floor. Assumption comes out with it as Watziker picks it up off the floor. Again, Streaks attacking. Better defense by Assumption that time to hold off the Silver Streaks.
Well, we got a turnover by Assumption. I don't know what the call was there, but whistle says it's going the other way.
That'll be the fourth turnover now, right, Jim?
Yep.
Take that. So a 10-4 Galesburg lead. Into the front court. It goes to Meeker on the left side. He'll skip it into Devin Ross. Backs up, back behind the left arc. Now steps in, shoots an 18-footer. Missed shot, rebound off Assumption in the opposite end, and the Silver Streaks get it back. Right underneath the basket was Hunter Grenier. think it came off a little bit strong for him on the rim, and he wasn't anticipating it.
Galesburg made its first four shots. They've missed their last four, but we'll get a second chance for the second straight time down the court.
Inlet pass. Gibson shoots a 14-footer. Gets fouled as he hit the came up a little bit short on the 15-foot jumper. And that'll be the first of the game on Cam Sturdivant. Sends Gibson to the free throw line in the act of shooting. 19 at Quincy last night. In fact, Gibson's first double-double of the season. 19 points, 10 rebounds. First free throw up and in. And he's already got 8 here in the opening quarter. 8 of the streak's 11. They lead it by 7.
Assumption will bring in some size, not only height, but a little beef there as well. Jordan Allen, strong-looking senior at 6'2", will come in and help bang on the boards. That's probably their biggest tandem down there, with both Youngblood at 6'7 in the game, and then Allen coming in at 6'2 with a pretty good-sized body in there as well.
Gibson makes both. It's 12-4. Galesburg by 8. Matches their biggest lead, and the Streaks put on a full-court press. And nearly stolen away by Gibson, and nearly stolen away by Ross. Now a loose ball created, a battle for it on the floor. Mike Reynolds applauding the effort as the Silver Streaks tie it up. And the held ball will keep it on Assumption's end of the floor.
Kevontae Shaw looks down at the elbow. A little floor burn there, I think, for tying it up. But nice job by our substitutes. Cody Hawthorne is on the bench now, but he came in, did some real nice things. Block shot defensively, kept some balls alive, and spelling Thompson, who has 2 fouls.
Malik Smith-Larson with it into the game for Assumption on the left wing. Only 11 players on this Knights roster, and Andy Craig will use a good number of them throughout the game, especially coming off a conference game last night, just as the Silver Streaks are. 2:40 to go, opening quarter. It's 12-4, Galesburg. Streaks looking for their second straight victory in this Iowa-Illinois shootout. They've never won 2 years in a row. Here's a steal by Meeker. Intended pass for the sideline. Ethan got up high for it and then gets called for carrying the ball in transition in the other direction. Is that 2 turnovers, Jim?
That is 2.
5 on the Knights, meanwhile.
Good job by Meeker to anticipate. And then again, he's got such long reach, he can make that a real tough pass on the defenders if they're trying to lean that thing over toward the sidelines. And he made the steal, but unfortunately gave it back to him just as he crossed the timeline.
Silver Streaks initially set up to put some pressure on the ball. Now they'll back off. And up court, Mellenbeck. Now Meeker and Ross will attack. And a bad pass on the sideline. Malik Larson goes up for it high. Then has to throw it back out toward half court. Another balancing act. And it's back in to Smith-Larson. And now a double team on him on the wing. In trouble. He nearly throws it away. But Cam Sturdivant gets it off the sideline. And they get it back out to Mellenbeck, who's going to try to reset the offense here. They look really shaky in this set. Back to Sturdivant. Fires a 3. Missed it. In the lane, Doyle with the offensive rebound. And a reach foul called on the Silver Streaks. Galesburg thought they tied it up and created the held ball. Instead, it'll be a foul, the 5th team foul on Galesburg.
Now, somebody lost track of Tim Doyle, though. He was point blank right in the middle of the paint and all alone for that offensive rebound. Somebody's got to get a body on him there.
First foul on Ethan Meeker. 12-4 Galesburg by 8, under 2 to go, first quarter. On the left side, Mellenbeck. Streaks have gone to a 1-3-1 defense.
Oh,
and Doyle fires a 3 over the top of it.
Good grief, he banked that one in. The pretty good possession for Assumption. They nearly turned that ball over 4 times on that possession and then finally get a bank 3 to finish it off to pull it within a 5-point game.
And as the Silver Streaks are bringing it into the front court, we have a technical foul called, I believe, on Mike Reynolds. And now he calls a timeout, a 30-second timeout.
Now he's still not getting his money's worth for the technical.
So unfortunately, the Silver Streaks got the ball back. An Assumption made the shot, and then as they're bringing it up midcourt, Mike Reynolds is barking at the officials to get called for a technical foul, so that puts the ball back in Assumption's hands for a couple free throws, and they'll have the ball trailing by 5 with 1:41 to go in the first quarter.
Well, he's spending the entire timeout just getting an audience with the head official over there, and the official was over there. He took everything Mike had to tell him and heard him out. I assume that the assistant coaches took care of the guys over there. Not a whole lot you can do in a 30-second timeout anyway. But Assumption now going to get that free throw, and they can narrow this deficit here in a hurry.
Cam Sturdivant to the free throw line, makes the first one. Typically put your best free throw shooter on the line in these situations, and that was a nice-looking free throw form as he pulls the Knights within 4 at 12-8. And the left-hander eyes the second one, puts it up and in. So what was an 8-point lead is down to 3, and it could be even less as the Knights get the ball back.
So we're already at a 5-point trip down the court. could be 7 or 8 points since the Streaks have had a chance to cross back on their own end of the floor. That doesn't happen very often.
Deflected on the inbound, but it goes right to Mellenbeck into the backcourt for the Knights, and he'll be guarded by Joe Williams as the Streaks switch back to the man defense. To the left side it goes under the wing to Hunter Grenier. He's guarded by Gibson. Gibson backs off as Grenier goes about 8 feet behind the arc. To the right side it goes to Wadziger, cut off as he tries to work his way to the right side of the arc. Now back up top to Doyle, working against Ross, backs his way into the lane, fires up a shot off the back of the rim, and Gibson bounces it off the deck and pulls down the rebound. Into the front court come the Silver Streaks. Gibson crosses over to the top of the arc and backs up. We're approaching the 1 minute mark. It's a 12-9 Galesburg lead first quarter. Gibson moves left, fires a shot, long rebound out after the miss to Joe Williams. Joe is flat-footed. There wasn't anybody in the vicinity. He just had to let the ball come to him. To the left side, Meeker. Back up top to Williams. 50 seconds to go, first quarter. Joe drives, dishes. Meeker with it on the left side. The lane's open. He takes it, and then it's deflected as he tried to pass it out to Gavante Shaw. Stolen away by the Knights. Into the front court, Mellenbeck leans in. Can't get the shot down. Ball knocked out of bounds. Off Grenier for Davenport Assumption. Streaks avoid a dagger there. They'll hang on to the lead with the ball on a three-point edge with 36.9 to go first quarter.
Good defense by Assumption. Once Meeker got baseline, they didn't let him go all the way in, and you can see them anticipating him kicking that ball out. He was looking, I think, for Gibson out high there and couldn't get it through the quick hands of Assumption to knock it away.
Shaw on the outside fakes a three, creates an opening for himself down the lane, and a foul on the floor as Kevonte finished off the shot. Nice move by Kevonte on the head and shoulder fake, and he attacked the basket as the lane was open. He'll get a couple of free throws here. Only the third team foul on Assumption here in this first quarter.
And it's on the floor, so they will not let him go to the line.
I'll be darned. First of the game on Youngblood. On the inbound to Ross. Up top to Gibson. Sidesteps a man, fires the 18-footer, and swishes it. A good open look by Gibson. He's got 11 of the Streaks, 14 in the opening quarter. Galesburg by 5, down to 10 seconds to go. On the left side, Doyle, just outside the wing. To Ross, now into the corner to Youngblood. Out of his range, nearly picked away by Gibson from the backside, creates a loose ball, and that prevents Assumption from getting off a shot at the end of the quarter. 14-9 Galesburg after one. You're listening to Silver Streaks Boys Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
Fanatic, a person with extreme zeal, bleeds the colors of their team, weathers the ups and downs, allows no excuse to stop them from standing in support, claps harder and cheers louder than all the rest. For true fanatics, Breedlove Sporting Goods in downtown Kiwanis carries every item needed to make sure the world knows where you stand. Hoodies, sweats, flags, gym bags, backpacks, stadium chairs, the list goes on. With quality clothing brands like Under Armour and Nike and shoe lines including New Balance, Adidas, Skechers, and K-Swiss, you'll never have to sacrifice your discerning taste for the team. Breedlove's for true fanatics.
Do you know your credit score? Have you checked it lately? Do you even know where to find it? Well, Discover Card is changing all that. Because Discover is the only credit card that gives you your FICO credit score for free on your statement and online. It doesn't get much easier than that. And knowing your credit score is important. It can have a real impact when you're looking for a car, renting an apartment, or even buying a home. It's just another way we treat you like you'd treat you. Discover Card. Free FICO credit score online and in your statement. To get yours, go to discover.com or call 1-800-DISCOVER. Limitations apply.
Hi, I'm Jim Bohannon. Listen to my show every weekday night from 9 till midnight on Galesburg Radio 14, WGIL.
One quarter gone here at the Genesis Iowa-Illinois Shootout. Brad Benowitz, Jim Lee with you. 14-9 Galesburg, the lead over Davenport Assumption. And the Streaks have the ball to begin quarter number two. Ross, Meeker, Shaw, Gibson, and Williams. So four of the five starters on the floor for the Streaks to begin quarter number two. Eric Thompson on the bench with two fouls. Reverse pass from Meeker into the corner to Joe Williams. Trying to lose his man. Double team. Finds Ross into the corner. Drives in. Pump fakes. Man goes past him. Devin shoots it up and in. Nice little move by Devin Ross. And the Streaks put on the full court pressure to begin the second quarter. Up court pass. It goes to Malik Smith-Larson. Now into the front court. And a balancing act and a foul called on Shaw as he attacks the backside of Grenier trying to go for the steal. And he bumps him, and that's 17 fouls now on the Streaks. And it's going to be a 1-1 here.
It's one of those by Shaw where, and every player does it, you have a little hesitation. Am I going to go for the interception, or am I going to let it come? And if you make that hesitation, usually what happens is that result. You don't quite get there, but you get there just in time off balance to make a foul.
Hunter Grenier to the free throw line, makes the first one, so he earns the bonus. It's 16-10 Galesburg, just underway in the second quarter. The Knights of Davenport Assumption 4-1 on the season, 3-0 in the MAC Conference. Matching the Silver Streaks 3-0 Western Big Six mark. Two free throws perfect by Hunter Grenier. 16-11, Galesburg by 5. The Knights are now 4-5 from the free throw line in this first half. Silver Streaks have led the entire game, scored the first 4 points. Assumption has been within 2. Biggest lead for the Streaks is 8. It's 5 right now. Gibson on the outside, drives, banks it up, can't get the shot to go down. Smith-Larson the rebound for Assumption. Good move by Grant, created the space for himself, found an opening down the lane. I don't know, maybe anticipated somebody putting a body on him. To get as good of a look as he did moving to the basket, it's unusual to see him not finish it off. And now Shaw with another foul on the opposite end. Tried the inlet pass to Youngblood along the baseline, and Shaw gets called for his second push. That'll bring Cody Hawthorne back into the game. J.J. Range sees his first action of the night for the Silver Streaks. Jordan Allen back in for Assumption. And another substitution for the Knights will be Daniel Chiodin, with Youngblood at the line shooting 2 for the Knights. The Carver Center, the location here at Augustana College. We're seeing some pretty good basketball up here during the regular season, with the Vikings having been ranked number one. They've beaten a number one team this season. It's already been a terrific start for Gray Giovanni, who's really got it going on for the Vikings here. Second free throw up and off the mark. Rebound, Grenier sneaks inside, and then the Silver Streaks bat the ball away, and J.J. Range comes up with it. So the Streaks can't rebound the miss, but they get it back anyway. Sixth Assumption turnover. Meeker with it on the outside, loses his man, drives, dishes it off, bounce pass through the lane. Hawthorne up and in, and a foul.
That one was nice to watch, for we're way up high right above the basket on the end. And good job by Maker with a crossover dribble, gets down the lane and then feeds it off on the left side to Hawthorne coming in right underneath the basket.
And the second foul on Roman Youngblood, and I think that's particularly frustrating for Andy Craig, because he had a substitute ready to get Youngblood out of the game, but Youngblood missed the second free throw. That kept him on the floor, and then he comes down here at the other end and fouls. And Hawthorne finishes off the three-point play. It's 19-12, his first 3 points. Galesburg by 7. Streaks have the full court press on. Leaning in on the dribble, Jordan Allen. Yes. Bad pass picked off by J.J. He gets cut off in the lane, leaves it off to Hawthorne. Into Meeker for the corner, and way short. And the rebound knocked out of bounds, last touch by Galesburg.
Well, that's too bad. Created that turnover. You would love to see them take advantage of that opportunity. The quick bucket there. Meeker, a great look, but just did not let out enough string on that one. It came up well short.
Meeker guarding Sturdivant on the inbound. Now they fire it up court to Grenier, and he gets it into the front court on the far wing to Wadsicker. Wadsicker still holding on to it as Gibson comes out to guard him. Now starts the drive into the lane. Cut off there. Dishes it back out. Here's Sturdivant for 3. That's off the back of the rim. And Grant reaches backward to come up with his 4th rebound of the game. Silver Streaks trying to build the lead here. Up 7. Spin move in the lane. Gibson cut off. Feeds it into Hawthorne. It finds him. He tries to dish it back out, and it's off an Assumption player, and the Knights come up with a steal. Into the front court, Sturdivant, and then a deflected pass. Good reach by Joe Williams as Jordan Allen was going down the right side of the lane. Tried to feed it to his man on the opposite side, and Joe got a hand on it, knocked it out of bounds, prevented the transition opportunity.
Now, both of these teams playing good defense, as we expected coming in. Silver Streaks not able to get some of the interior passes off that they would like because of Assumption. On the other hand, Assumption's having trouble getting a shot at all. Only one field goal attempt so far here in this second quarter for the Knights.
Meeker gets a breather. Devin Ross back in for the Silver Streaks, joining Range, Williams, Hawthorne, and Gibson on the floor. Pass to the right side, Jordan Allen. Reverses left it goes. Under 5:40 to go, first half. Galesburg by 7 with a 19-12 lead over the Knights. On the left side, we're going to get a 3-second call. Wadsicker finally starts the dribble. His range was all over him, trying to lose J.J. out high. Feeds it through the lane. Deflected away by Gibson. Another steal by the Silver Streaks. Ross into the front court. Behind him to Gibson. Loses his man at the top of the arc. Drives into a double team. Shot comes up short. Rebound controlled by Doyle for Assumption.
Grant Gibson was asking where was the foul on that one. Had that scowl on his face with his hands up, and probably had a case, but you're not probably going to get quite as many calls up here.
Down the lane with the right hand, high off the glass is Wadsicker with a soft touch, banking it in. Silver Streaks had a chance to go up 9. Instead, it's back to a 5-point lead, 19-14, under 5 minutes to go, second quarter. Ross to Williams on the right wing. 3 substitutes at the box, ready to go for Assumption at the next dead ball. Ross reverses directions back out to Range at the top of the arc. Left it goes to Williams. fakes the three, drives to the free throw line, and a reach foul called on Assumption trying to pick his pocket. That'll be the first of the game on Evan Wadsicker and the fifth team foul on the Knights. Ross will inbound on the far side. Here come the Knights substitutes. Nick Mershman into the game, a 6'1 senior, his first action. The starters Mellenbach and Grenier back in for Assumption. Ross on the far sideline into Joe Williams, who will play the point to start off this set. Gibson trying to set a screen. Williams down the side of the lane, out to JJ. Drives in, bounces it off to Hawthorne. A body put on him, and the shot just won't go down, but Cody gets two free throws.
Not sure how that one found its way off the front of the rim.
Kidding.
I thought he had it.
Nice assist to find Cody. Cutting into the lane from the left side of the baseline. It's the first foul of the game on Nick Mershman. And Hawthorne to the free throw line. 4 for 9 on the season. Cody getting some good action here in the first half. And he's got 4 points to show for it. That puts Gales at the 20 mark as they lead by 6. Second free throw still coming. Hawthorne's biggest game offensively is 4. And he surpasses that with a free throw there. 21-14, maybe an early candidate for a Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game, huh?
I was thinking the same thing.
Into the front court, Sturdivant. Nope, he's not there yet. They're all the way back at the free throw line of Galesburg. Nearly stolen away by Gibson. It's juggled by Doyle. No travel called. Into the right corner it goes to Hunter Grenier. Back up top to Mellenbeck. Hesitation drive, puts the ball on the floor, and it gets called for traveling.
Yeah,
that possession was a turnover waiting to happen.
They've had several of those. That one time it did actually happen. But tenacious defense by especially Joe Williams and J.J. Range out high. Everybody's getting after it on the defensive end, and that's got to make head coach Mike Reynolds happy, who's been pretty quiet on the bench ever since that technical foul.
It came at the 1:41 mark of the first quarter. This is Williams with it in the near corner down below us. He'll get it back up top to J.J. Range. Good play by the Silver Streaks off the bench here in this first half that's helped preserve the 7-point lead. Hesitation drive by Gibson, cut off in the lane, gets it out to Williams for three, and he got it.
All right, Joe.
First shot attempt of the game for Joe Williams. That's Galesburg's biggest lead at 10 now, 24-14. And now Williams with a foul as he tries to sneak in a little hand on Tim Doyle. Ended up tripping him up going for the steal. And that's the first foul of the game on Williams. It'll send Doyle to the line for a 1-1.
You know, shooting right now, I've got Assumption 4-for-12 from the field. Silver Streaks were 5 of 10 in the first quarter. I show 3 of 6 here, so 8 of 16. We're at 50% from the field.
That'll win you some ball games most nights. Silver Streaks come in as a team just under 47% of the season, and that free throw is well short, and J.J. Range inside of two Davenport Assumption defenders comes up with a rebound. Into the front court, Gibson shovels it back to J.J. for three. Off the rim, rebound. Gibson got a hand on it, tried to tip it up and in. That wouldn't go. Sturdivant controls for Davenport Assumption. Into the front court, working his way left. Now past his man Grenier, gets past Cody Hawthorne. Assumption with the rebound, put back. That one rolls off, and a swipe foul called on Cody Hawthorne. I think he got away for away with a foul on the previous rebound. This time he does get called for it. And that is his first second. And that puts Assumption into the double bonus with 3:07 to go in the first half.
Well, as much as we want to force the issue and be aggressive, I would say we'd be well advised the final 3:07 maybe to pull off just a little bit. Go ahead and use your body, maybe keep the arms in. Don't be reaching here. We got a couple of guys in some foul trouble. Not so much individuals, but as a team, Assumption having all sorts of trouble making a field goal. Don't let them climb back into this at the free throw line.
Well, and unfortunately for Galesburg, the foul trouble is with their post players. As much as the Silver Streaks have any what you could call a true post player, with their lack of size down there, it's Thompson, certainly the biggest on the roster, Shaw and Hawthorne, all with two fouls. And all on the bench. So it's truly a five-guard lineup on the floor for the Silver Streaks. Meeker back in on the right wing. Drives baseline, dishes it out. Open three for Ross. In and out and in again.
Out of way. So Joe from one corner and Devin from the other corner here in the last minute. A couple of big threes for the Silver Streaks.
Up to an 11-point lead, their biggest. And a turnover on Davenport Assumption. So just when they're trying to hang in there and claw their way back. Silver Streaks get a big three and a turnover and really trying to open this game up with 2:40 to go in the first half. And, Jim, that would be big with some of those fouls starting to build up a little bit if the Streaks could actually build on the lead here. Again, a five-guard lineup out there right now with Ross, Williams, Meeker, Range, and Gibson. And guard play, you know, it doesn't hurt the Streaks necessarily because that is their strength for sure. They can just try to pick it up even more offensively. Here's Meeker driving into the lane, has the ball knocked loose. Loose ball goes out to Joe Williams. Streaks have numbers. Joe down the lane, hangs in the air, can't get the shot, rebounds inside of three Assumption defenders, and they foul him.
Well, that's the thing. You talk about five guards out there, and it's kind of exciting because it's five pretty good players, and it gives you a lot of scoring opportunities, good ball movement. You might think, what are we going to do for a rebound? Well, you know, if everybody comes in and helps out, I mean, it's not like Joe and Grant and Ethan can't go and get a rebound, or Devin too. I mean, you know, these guys are still 6'1 and or 6'2 and long. So while they are guards, it's not like we're just left defenseless inside.
Williams calmly makes the first one. 12-point Galesburg lead. The foul was against Tim Doyle for Assumption. Both teams are in the bonus. Streaks have put Assumption in the double bonus. Still 2:11 to go in the first half. Williams makes both. It's a 13-point Galesburg lead, 29-16. Into the front court. They break the press easily. This time Wadsicker down the lane, and Joe gets a body on him. He just flips the shot up over his shoulder. It rolls around and drops through, and Wadsicker has a chance at a three-point play, and Williams picks up his second foul.
And Joe's looking over at the bench, and I think somebody barked over there a little bit, and I've got to agree. You can see that foul coming from a mile away. I just knew Joe was going to go airborne and probably get called for a foul on that, which we really didn't want there.
An athletic shot up by Wadsicker. Then he couldn't make the free throw. Ross rebounds for the Silver Streaks. 29-18 Galesburg, under 2 minutes to go in the first half. Ross opening all the way, fakes the pass, and he'll get two free throws as he gets fouled by Wadsicker on the opposite end. Ross recognized the opening down the lane, so he attacked it. And then as he moved down the lane, he faked the pass away, and that forced the foul.
A number of our players have gotten to the rim in this first half, but not many have been able to finish there.
Nope. Ross misses the free throw. First miss from the line in the second quarter for the Silver Streaks. They made 3 of 4 in the first quarter. They're 5 of 6 from the line in the second quarter, now 6 of 7. Ross has 6 points in the quarter. Galesburg by a dozen at 30-18. Bettendorf had a big lead on Moline in the first half. They led by 16 points in the game prior to this one. Moline came all the way back and won it by 8. We've seen them do that. So you can't get comfortable here in this game. Has a bad shot on the opposite end by Smith Larson. He goes on the right. It goes over the rim. He rebounds his own miss on the left. And another crack at it for Assumption. Backing his way in. Turnaround jumper. That one is too strong by Doyle. And on the opposite side, it's Ross with the rebound for the Silver Streaks. Into the front court, Meeker drives, fakes, hangs in the air, and a big block. Picked up off the floor by Wadsicker. Into the front court, trying to go down the lane. Dishes it out to Doyle from the high post and hits. 30-20, and a timeout called by the Silver Streaks. A full timeout. Why don't we go ahead and keep it here with a minute 12 to go in the first half, and the Silver Streaks leading by 10. I think I know why Mike Reynolds called that one.
Tell me.
Silver Streaks come down into the floor, and Meeker just drives into the lane. It didn't really look like he had much of a plan, and then he fades his way backwards, which makes about as easy a block as there can be out there, and then they don't really get back very well in transition defense. And, you know, you're trying to protect a 12-point lead, trying to keep your guys out of foul trouble, and you're coming down to the end of the first half. I think you got to value your possession a little bit better on that one.
Yeah, you want to have the guys play up-tempo, but not necessarily free and easy. And I think you're right, Brad. Things get magnified, too, as you get toward the end of the quarter, end of the half. I think your possessions become analyzed a little bit more there, especially when you're in the lead. And you've worked to get this 12 or 14-point lead. It's down to 10. And we'll see if what we want to do here in this last minute.
30-20. Galesburg coming out of the full timeout. Ross works his way to the right side, found an opening, scoops it along the baseline, out, and a travel called on Darius Sammons as he faked the pass right and then moved left, didn't get the ball on the floor in time. That 5 turnovers, Jim, that's what I've got him for.
Yep.
So now the Assumption Knights can cut it down under double digits for the first time since it was 21-14 earlier this quarter. Actually, I take it back. It was 24-16. Gelsberg was up by 8. On the outside, a fake. Now a drive by Doyle and a reach in by Gibson. Steals it away, and then they're going to call Doyle fouling Gibson as he's trying to come out with it. So a steal, and then after Doyle turns it over, he fouls Gibson, and that's going to allow Grant to walk it to the other end and shoot a 1-1.
Well, as I say this, Assumption may come back and win this game, but it's going to be really hard, I think, on any night for them playing the Silver Streaks because they're giving away so much quickness at the guard spot. They're really having trouble getting into their offense a number of times and turning it over out high. As Gibson's first free throw rims off, we missed another chance for two there.
And Grenier saves it on the baseline to keep it alive. Gibson scoreless here in the second quarter after he put up 11 in the first quarter. Still a 10-point Gelsberg lead, 30 seconds to go in the first half. Keep in mind, Assumption has played much of this half with Youngblood on the bench, their biggest player. Now a hand check called on J.J. Range, guarding Wadsicker on the outside. And that's the first foul on J.J., and it'll put Wadsicker at the line shooting two.
You know, the game before this, really a high-intensity game, especially that second half. Both teams had pretty good crowds in here for that, Bettendorf and Moline. And initially I thought, boy, Bettendorf would be a tough matchup for us. But as I saw them in the second half really struggle with their ball handling, that was the big thing that allowed Moline to come back and win that game. They were not getting it into their offense in the second half. Moline actually beat them in the transition game, which, you know, that you don't expect that from the Maroons, but that's what really got them going. Biscontine had a couple of big shots, one yep. at the end of the third quarter there, and Maroons started to gain confidence and just took it to them.
Well, they were down 39-25, hit a three-pointer at the end of the first half that got them within 11, and then all of a sudden you looked up in the third quarter, and all of a sudden it was a tie game at 42.
Yeah, and they outscored them by, what, 20-5 or something there in that third quarter.
They just kept it on and ended up winning it by 8. Here it's a 9-point Gelsberg lead with 15 seconds to go at the end of the first half. Ross in the dribble in the midcourt circle over to J.J. Range with 10. Coming out for it, Meeker on the wing with 7. Up top to Joe Williams. He'll fire the 3 with 5. That's off the back of the rim, over the back of Range. Smith Larson comes down with the rebound, and that's the end of the first half. Silver Streaks lead it by 9, 30-21. Take a look at the first half statistics when we come back. We'll also get a word with Streaks assistant coach Steve Cheeseman as Gelsberg looking to go 10-0 on the season, lead it by 9 at the half here at the Genesis Iowa-Illinois shootout. Take a break, come back. You're listening to Silver Streaks Boys Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
It just seems a little long.
Well, I want people to know all we do. So you're changing the name to Neil Thomas Plumbing, Heating, Air Conditioning, Kitchen, Bath Remodeling, Sewer Repair, Sewer Cleaning, Water Treatment, and...
Okay, I get your point.
We don't even have trucks long enough for a name like that.
Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating does even more than their name suggests by complete kitchen and bath remodels, meaning they're your one point of contact. You don't have to call a drywall guy, toilet rep, tile layer, and electrician. Just call Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating in Galesburg.
Because you deserve to be comfortable in your home, but not miserable when you get the bill.
Live coverage of Gelsberg High School boys basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com is brought to you in part by Arby's on North Henderson Street in Gelsberg and by Gelsberg.info, Gelsberg's homepage. Proud to bring you Silver Streaks basketball on WGIL.
Good luck, Silver Streaks, from Gelsberg Nissan. Stop by and check out the all-new 2015 Nissan Altima, one of the most innovative, exciting, and fuel-efficient cars available today. Over 180 vehicles to choose from at Gelsberg Nissan, right in front of Sandberg Mall.
Wait no longer. Time's almost up. All that's left is a few short hours. Your final chance at year-end values. Don't miss the year-end Truck-tastic sales event going on now at Yem in Gelsberg. Yem has 75 new trucks to choose from. Over 2 million in truck inventory that must go now. Like a 2014 Ram 1500 ST 4x4 quad cab. Truck-tastically priced at just over $32,300. You'll save $6,000. Or a 2014 Silverado Crew Cab 4x4 All-Star Edition with a truck-tastic price of just over $35,400. You'll save $10,000. 75 new trucks to choose from. Over 2 million in truck inventory that must go now.
And time is running out.
The final days. The final deals. Shop the year-end Truck-tastic sales event. Going on now at Yem Chevrolet Buick GMC, Chrysler Jeep Dodge and Ram, North Henderson Gelsberg. Tax
taxes and tags extra. See Yem for details.
Holiday glamour and relaxation at Simply Worth It Spa and Salon on North Henderson Street. We offer gift certificates and products for your holiday gift ideas. Deborah, Mindy, and Jeannie wishing you a happy holiday.
Attic Antiques at 169 East Water Street in Galesburg, celebrating the 35th Christmas sale now through January 1st. Open 7 days a week through the end of the year.
Don't forget your Pizza House gift certificates. Good for dine-in, carry-out, or delivery. Pizza House, home of the original thin crust pizza.
Looking for experienced, compassionate pet care, boarding, and product? Caring Hands Animal Clinic next to Bart Optical on Henderson Street. Caring Hands, caring hearts.
How about a gift certificate to Galesburg Computer Works, offering professional service, troubleshooting, repair, and custom builds. Galesburg Computer Works in the Bondi Building and at GalesburgCW.com.
Get your dog groomed at All About Pets for holiday photos, or do-it-yourself Sundays in their wash station. $5 off in December, so just $15. All About Pets, making pet care easier.
Silver Streaks boys basketball continues with the halftime report on Galesburg Radio 14 WGIL.
Back at the Carver Center at Augustana College, Brad Benowitz, Jim Lee with you. We are at the half, and the Silver Streaks, well, not the prettiest half they've played this year, but effective nevertheless, as they lead it 30-21. And our halftime statistics are on WGIL, brought to you by Craddy Insurance, your local Rockford Mutual Insurance Agency in Galesburg. Jim, what do the team numbers look like?
Well, that was kind of a grind there through that first half. But if you're going to grind, it doesn't hurt to be 9 points ahead. And that's where we're at right now, 30-21. Silver Streak shooting, well, not a great, but a decent 43%, 9 out of 21 from the field. And Davenport Assumption not doing that well, 5 of 16 as they struggle with the Yikes. Silver Streak's defense, 31% shooting for Assumption. Rebounds, we haven't had a chance to compare the whole half, so I'll just say what I've got, Brad, and maybe you're in the ballpark here. I've got 15 for Assumption and 14 for Galesburg.
6, 11, 12. Okay, I was one off. I was one underneath you on both ends.
All right, so basically it's dead heat on the boards right now, which is good. We figured we might have a little trouble there. As far as turnovers, Galesburg with 5 and a half, Assumption with 11. That's a big figure. If we force them into another 11 turnovers in the second half, it's going to be really, really tough for Assumption to come back in this ball game. I think one of the keys would be to try and stay out of foul trouble. You want to stay aggressive. And, I mean, it's, always, you want to stay aggressive, but you don't want to foul. I guess that's it's easier to stand up here and say than do. But still, the only way Assumption is going to win this game, I don't think they're going to come out here and light it up for 70% in the second half. You got to keep them off the foul line.
3-point shooting. Silver Streaks are 3 of 8. Assumption only 1 of 3 in the free throws. Find Galesburg outscoring the Knights by 1 at the line, 9 out of 12. Assumption, meanwhile, is 8 of 13. It's a 30-21 Galesburg lead at the half. We'll take another timeout, take a look at the individual scoring when we come back, and we'll talk with Streaks assistant coach Steve Cheeseman as well. Silver Streaks by 9 here at the Genesis Iowa-Illinois shootout. You're listening to Silver Streaks Boys Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
In a season of falling temperatures and rising energy bills, your local Bryant professional is always ready, standing by to protect your home's comfort and defend you from uncomfortable temperatures and the higher energy bills associated with them. Ready to do whatever it takes for your home, your family, and you to be comfortable without breaking the bank. Because when the temperature falls, that's when your local Bryant professional turns up the heat efficiently.
With freezing temps, the last thing you want is to wake up or come home to a very cold house. Whether you need repairs or it's time for a new furnace, call Zach Johnson and Randy Trago at Advanced Plumbing and Mechanical today at 309-734-PIPE. That's 734-P-I-P-E.
Bryant, whatever it takes.
You just crashed your car, had an accident, and you don't know what to do.
Dave's Auto Body.
You better call Dave's.
Good luck, Silver Streaks, from Galesburg Nissan. Stop by and check out the all-new 2015 Nissan Altima, one of the most innovative, exciting, and fuel-efficient cars available today. Over 180 vehicles to choose from at Galesburg Nissan, right in front of Sandburg Mall.
In order to play your best game, you gotta have a great team by your side. You need someone making sure you're covered at all times. That's where I come in. Hi, I'm Mark Craddy with Craddy Insurance, your Rockford Mutual Insurance Agency in Galesburg. Craddy Insurance will help you select the right coverage for your home, so when the game of life doesn't go as planned, you're covered. And with our out-of-home discount, you'll save money too. Give me a call or stop by Craddy Insurance today on North Henderson Street, and let's talk about your options with Rockford Mutual Insurance.
With that first fall of snow, it's time for us to go and spread some fa-la-la-la.
While you're out and about this season, add some lovin' to the holiday rush. A 20-piece chicken McNuggets at McDonald's.
We're making memories today.
It's the perfect treat to share with your family. And it's just $5. Chicken McNuggets, the gift that keeps on dipping.
Fa-la-la-la.
Price and participation may vary. Limited time offer.
The official WGIL forecast, cloudy with patchy drizzle or light freezing drizzle after midnight tonight, a low of 32. Tomorrow, cloudy with a high of 42. Tomorrow night, cloudy skies, a low of 32. Monday, a chance of rain in the morning, becoming more likely throughout the afternoon with a high of 42. And Monday night, rain still likely, overnight low dropping down around 38. Currently in downtown Galesburg, it is 34. At Galesburg Radio 14, WGIL.
Nobody covers the Silver Streaks like Galesburg Radio 14 WGIL.
Halftime here at Augustana. Silver Streaks lead Davenport Assumption 30-21. Our halftime coaches interview is brought to you by Craddy Insurance.
All right, Coach Steve Cheeseman, you guys played a pretty good first half, but they're still hanging around here.
Yeah, and as we were just talking off the air, Jim, we feel like we've given them a get-out-of-jail-free card here. We put them at the foul line. We fouled here. Way too much, and we haven't moved the ball down here. I think we can get most anything we want execution-wise. We just got to let the thing happen. And, those are adjustments we talked about and go to work from there. But we've got to stop the fouling here because they've scored a number of points. They only made six baskets in the first half, and we don't feel like they can score on us in the half court unless, again, we foul them. So that's the main point to be made here.
We got a lot of fouls in the low post on Thompson and Hawthorne. What do you do to change that?
They've just got to make that adjustment that they can't get their hands on them, and they've got to work their feet and work positioning and beat the opponent to the blocks to begin with.
Thank you.
Thanks, Jim.
As always, our thanks to Steve Cheeseman joining us here at halftime. Jim's a long way down. He's got a long way to get back up there as the teams are back out onto the floor, and we're just about ready to start this third quarter. Silver Streaks leading Davenport Assumption 30-21. Second time these two teams have met in this venue. Last time in 2009. Assumption won that one by 7. Here the Silver Streaks lead by 9, and the Knights have the ball to start off quarter number 3. It's Connor Mellenbeck along with Evan Wadsicker. On the outside, it's those two. Hunter Grenier runs from wing to wing. He's got it now on the right wing. Roman Youngblood with two fouls back into the game, and Tim Doyle. So the five starters for Assumption, they get it down to Youngblood, working against Eric Thompson. Loss of handle on the ball, stolen away by Joe Williams. Joe leads the break to the other end, goes left outside the lane, comes up to the baseline, picks up his dribble, tries to scoop it back out to Thompson, and Assumption steals it away. Leading the transition break at the other end, Doyle up and in with a basket. Juggled it a little bit, and now Assumption is back within 7 at 30-23. So the Streaks force a turnover and then give it right back at the other end. 7-point Galesburg lead, 5 starters on the floor for the Silver Streaks to begin quarter number 3. Meeker hits a 3. Just for the left of the arc, he had only 2 points in the entire first half, and that's a big one that puts Galesburg back up by 10. On the right side, this is Grenier with it, guarded by Gibson. Out to Wadsicker. Meeker comes out, bothers him a little bit. Screen set. Gibson comes over to help out. Now they got a double team on Wadsicker out high, and a foul called on Meeker as he comes in the backside, and Wadsicker stopped on a dime on the floor. And Ethan had to kind of control his body, and still he got him from the underneath the waist and picked up his second foul, and that's the first foul on the Silver Streaks here in the second half. So did you get that, Jim? Turnover,
yep.
Basket? All right. Welcome back after the long walk back up. Here's a miss by Assumption, rebound by Ross. Into the front court, Gibson drives it all the way, now fades back from 14. That won't go. Weak side rebound by Thompson, puts it on the floor, tries the up and under. It's deflected. Williams chases it back out, and he'll reset for the Silver Streaks, get another crack at it. Gibson has not scored since the first quarter. He had 11. Silver Streaks lead by 10, 6:20 to go in the third quarter. Ross up top to Meeker in the top of the arc. Right side it goes over to Joe. Fakes a three, drives inside the arc. Dribbles back to the high post, feeds it in the lane. Thompson gives to Gibson running baseline and gets the reverse layup.
Well, for a second there, I wondered what Eric was doing. I thought he was going to go for a little stab hook there, and then he passed that up, and it ended up being a very good choice as Gibson goes up and under for the shot.
Driving in from the left side with a teardrop from the baseline is Doyle. He's got both assumption baskets here in the second half, and it's a 10-point Galesburg lead, 35-25. Ross pulls up just outside the free throw line, short, rebound. Gibson got bumped from the backside, then the ball knocked away, and a scramble for it on the sideline, last touched by the Knights. Streets will hang on to it.
Thought Ross played that pretty well out high, the ball bouncing toward him, and he forced the assumption player diving toward the floor to try and make a play before he would touch it, and it ends up coming back to Galesburg.
And Ross will inbound it on that spot on the right sideline. And he bounces it into the backcourt to Meeker, who gives right back to Devin, who will walk it back across midcourt. 5:35 to go, third quarter, 10-point Galesburg lead. Up top, Gibson. Right side, Ross with it, just off the elbow. Now left elbow, it goes to Meeker for another three. Oh, in and out. Rebound batted around, last touch by Assumption. Gibson was there waiting. Yep. Doyle came in from the backside to knock it loose.
Yeah, Gibson giving him some problems on the weak side rebound. Good job by Galesburg. You can see the whole flow of the offense was to the right. The defense was sucked that way, and then they bring it on a surprise to Meeker to the left. Everything worked perfectly except the shot.
Up top to Joe, right down to Gibson, who came, flashed through the lane, and then when he caught it, he turned around to the basket. There was nobody there for the easy lay-in. 12-point lead for Galesburg, 37-25, approaching the 5-minute mark of quarter number three. Down on the baseline, Grenier in trouble by Gibson, gets the feed out to Mellenbeck. Now down the left side of the lane is Doyle, shot off the glass, over the rim. Rebound Gibson, who has seven boards in this game, leads the break to the other end. Stops at the free throw line, dishes it left to Joe Williams out on the perimeter. Finds an opening to the free throw line, cut off, turnaround jumper, got it. That was a tough shot, he made it look easy. 14-point Galesburg lead at 39-25. Williams with seven in the game. Reverse move on the outside. Wadsicker loses his man. Ball kicked on the floor by the Silver Streaks. Davenport Assumption will inbound it. Assumption got the first basket of the third quarter to cut the deficit to seven. Since then, the Streaks have outscored him 9-2 to open up a 14-point lead. On the inbound, Wadsicker, open three, drains it. Just like that. Here come the Knights back, down 11. 4.5 minutes to go, third quarter. The Knights sag back into the half court as Ross walks it across midcourt. Left wing Meeker, nobody out there to guard him. He gets it under the baseline to Ross, skips it back out. Williams steps into a three and hits that one. And Joe's in double figures now with 10.
Streaks came out of the locker room firing, have hit 5 out of 9 from the field.
That's pretty amazing. Get 9 shots off already. We're not even halfway through the quarter as Doyle gets down low, and he's got 6 of their 9 third quarter points. It's a 12-point lead at 42-30.
Yeah, a lot more entertaining third quarter. Some flow here. Yeah, Assumption's got 4 field goals. They had only 5 in the entire first half.
Gibson fakes a 3, drives. Ball poked loose, picked up off the floor by the Knights. Driving it into the front court, Wadsicker stops at the free throw line and backs up. On the wing, skips it over to Doyle. He drives in, pulls up from 10 feet, kisses it softly off the glass. He's got 8, 13 for the game. Back to a 10-point Galesburg lead, 42-32.
And Assumption seems ready to run up and down the court a little bit more right here, and it seems like it's paying dividends for them offensively.
And the official blows the whistle as Joe Williams runs past him. And Mike Reynolds is asking for an explanation, wanting to know why we stopped the game here. And a technical foul? Well, who's that on?
Well, better not be on Mike, or we won't see him for the next game.
Against Joe Williams?
Must have said something. I didn't see any actions that would necessitate that.
He was running up past the official, and that's when he blew the whistle and stopped action. So that's the second technical foul called on the Silver Streaks. So it's the third foul on Joe Williams. Couldn't have been any more nonchalant. Two free throws made by Hunter Grenier. Mike Reynolds is really perplexed by that one. Of course, we're way up here at the top of almost kind of a third level venue inside the end zone on the opposite end of where the Silver Streaks are and the opposite end of where that foul, that technical foul was called. So we have no clue what happened there.
Well, Assumption had a five-point trip down the court on the technical in the first half. They've got a four-point trip going now with the ball back, and we'll see if they add on and make any closer.
And now a foul called on Eric Thompson as the inlet pass went to Roman Youngblood, and it looked like Eric was just playing good defense, but he gets called for his third, and that'll bring Cody Hawthorne back into the game. So both times the Silver Streaks got called for a technical foul, it was as they were bringing the ball up the court. So it acts as an unofficial turnover because it gave the ball back to Assumption. Both times they made free throws out of it. Inlet pass to Youngblood. He goes right at Cody Hawthorne. Turnaround jumper is good. And now it's a six-point lead at 42-36. It was just a few moments ago. The Streaks were up 14. It's an 8-0 run. On the left side, Kevontae Shaw into the game. Gets it off to Devin Ross. Back up top to J.J. Range. Right side Gibson. Hawthorne trying to post up for position down low. See what the Streaks can do with Meeker and Williams and Thompson all on the bench right now. Gibson right side to Shaw. Drives, dishes right through the hands of Hawthorne. They turn it over.
Everything right there except the pass a little too hard down to Cody Hawthorne, who just couldn't bring that burner in to go in for the layup.
So now Assumption can cut this six-point deficit down to four or maybe three. Last time they were this close was down 20-14, about halfway through the second quarter. On the outside, Evan Watziger down low. Youngblood leaning in on Cody Hawthorne, and Cody gets called for a foul.
And Cody said, what am I going to do? Because he lowered the shoulder,
sure
pushed Cody out of the way, and then Hawthorne trying to get some sort of a block on it, gets called going up, and yeah, that, I think they really missed one there.
That's a third foul on Hawthorne, and the fourth team foul on the Streaks here in the second half. None on Davenport Assumption. Youngblood can't take advantage, misses the first free throw. He's one of four from the line. 5 points in the game. Doyle leads the Knights with 13. It's a six-point Galesburg lead, and it stays there as he misses them both.
That helps.
And Cody got up high with a good box out for the rebound. Into the front court, Shaw drives in from the right side, leaves it off to Cody in the lane, tries the duck underneath, and a foul on the floor as Cody works his way toward the basket. And Hawthorne will have a hard-earned couple of free throws here as Youngblood gets called for the foul on the opposite end. That's a third of the game on the 6'7 senior Roman Youngblood.
Well, we had about 4 or 5 minutes of fun here in the third quarter as the teams got up and down the court and made some field goals, and now we've kind of regressed back into what we had for most of the first half. A lot of stops of play, a lot of free throws, but Hawthorne nails the first, and we'll try and build it up one more point here, looking for an 8-point lead with 2:19 to go third quarter.
Hawthorne with his career high in a Streaks uniform with six. Second free throws off the front of the rim. Streaks get in there and try to knock it loose, but Doyle wraps it up on the rebound for the Knights. 7-point Galesburg lead. Knights into the front court. Streaks get back defensively. Wadsicker has it on the perimeter. On the outside, guarded by Gibson. Now puts the ball on the floor. The lane was open. He reverses back behind him to Doyle. Between the circles to Smith-Larson for Assumption. Cam Sturdivant back into the game for the Knights. Here's Larson driving in, cut off by Shaw. Fadeaway shot off the rim. Rebound off Shaw, out of bounds. No, they're going to say it's off Grenier. Right underneath us. Official gives it back to the Silver Streaks. Take it.
And again, with some help from Grant Gibson. A heady play by Gibson. He just rolls his hand over as the guy's going for the rebound and keeps him from corralling it. And Gibson actually kind of spun the ball, and the guy couldn't hold on to it.
Ross around the screen out high, takes it all the way in from the left side. Shot won't go down, and Gibson pulls down the rebound, and he gets hacked. Trying to go back up with it. Looks like Grant's going to get two free throws here. And that will be the third of the game on Tim Doyle for Assumption.
You know, we talked about how Gibson had 11 points in the first quarter, hasn't been able to do a whole lot since, but he has contributed when he's been out there. He's gone underneath more in this ball game because we've needed him to be in the rebound area.
And he makes the free throw. He's got 5 points in the quarter, 16 for the game to go along with 8 rebounds. Silver Streaks lead by 8, 44-36. They've led the entire game, scored the first 4 points, opened the game on a 10-2 run overall. Second free throw, good as well. Lead has been as much as 16 here. It's 9 right now at 45-36.
Some games Grant has to kind of revert to like the way he was when he was a freshman. You got to go be the guy that goes inside and gets beat up a little bit or does the beating up, but just play physically more in these type of games.
Jordan Allen guarded by Hawthorne out high. The big guy takes it inside the left wing, skips it back out to Larson. He's guarded by Gibson. Down the lane it goes. Wide open the layup is Grenier. Silver Streaks were attacking on the outside, and once Grenier got past his man, the lane was wide open, took it right down the middle of it. Range on the outside gets called for traveling. A little bit of hesitation there by JJ, getting the ball on the floor. That's the ninth Streaks turnover. They've nearly doubled their first half output in turnovers.
It seems like we're kind of running on fumes here a little bit. Will we be able to hold on to the end of this game with a quarter left to play in a hot Carver gymnasium here at Augustana?
Again, doing this right now with Williams, Thompson, and Meeker on the bench, leading by seven. Assumption with the ball, though, trying to make it seven or maybe, trying to make it five or maybe four. Down to 40 seconds to go. There we go. Larson carried the ball at the free throw line. The ball got hung on his hip. It was a delayed call, but the official did get it right. 13th turnover on the Knights. Ross in the inbound to Gibson. Will the Streaks attempt to hold for the final 40 seconds here? That's not really their style. But, as you said, Jim, trying to kind of nurse this lead and get it into the fourth quarter with some different personnel out there right now.
Yeah, Gibson really the only shooter we've got. Well, I guess Shaw as well. We'll see what happens here.
Ross can. He's got it now on the right wing. Range between the circles. We'll leave it off for Gibson.
Now you go for one.
Yep, now they're down to 16 seconds. Grant is standing on the bottom part of the C of the AC Augustana College in the middle of the court. He backs up toward half court with 8 seconds to go. Now working his way to the right side of the wing. Found an opening, but the ball was knocked loose. Outlet pass to Watziker, trying to get it in transition at the other end, and he takes it all the way in. It's a 5-point Galesburg lead at the end of three, 45-40. You're listening to Silver Streaks Boys Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
It's official. Kavanaugh's Motors in Monmouth has been authorized as an honorary North Pole. The big guy even deputized me as Santa's helper, first class. I'm Jim Boner. Kavanaugh's is full of bustling elves, building great deals for all our customers, including a lifetime powertrain warranty and no extra charge on every new car, truck, or van, excluding diesels. It's the big finish at Kavanaugh's Motors, and the elves keep saying something that sounds awful familiar.
Nobody beats our deal. Nobody.
Good luck, Silver Streaks, from Galesburg Nissan. Stop by and check out the all-new 2015 Nissan Altima, one of the most innovative, exciting, and fuel-efficient cars available today. Over 180 vehicles to choose from at Galesburg Nissan, right in front of Sandberg Mall.
Live coverage of Galesburg High School boys basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com is brought to you in part by Arby's on North Henderson Street in Galesburg and by Galesburg.info, Galesburg's homepage. Proud to bring you Silver Streaks basketball on WGIL.
Keeping you informed 24 hours a day. Galesburg Radio 14, WGIL.
Fourth quarter, ready to start here at Augustana College at the Carver Center. Genesis, Iowa, Illinois shootout. Brad Benowitz, Jim Lee with you. Silver Streaks lead over Davenport. Assumption is down to five. Meeker, Williams, and Thompson back into the game for the Streaks as Grant Gibson takes it down the lane, draws contact, shot over the rim, won't go down. Rebound weak side by Cam Sturdivant for Assumption. Trying to pull within three. Under the basket, shot won't go down. They got a good look at it. Devin Ross with the rebound. Into the front court, right wing. It's 45-40 Streaks. Drives, dishes out Meeker on the wing, has the ball knocked away by Mellenbeck, and he comes up with the steal. Assumption forcing a lot of second-half turnovers, hanging in the air. Shot won't go down for Doyle. He's been the offensive leader, but the foul on Grant Gibson will put Doyle at the line.
Well, Assumption outplayed Galesburg in that third quarter, and they had 8 of 11 field goals. And right now it's a little concerning. Assumption is beating Galesburg down the court consistently, and it just seems like the Streaks are running out of gas. I'm not sure they'll be able to hold on here without some big shooting down the stretch.
Tim Doyle makes the first free throw. Pretty good free throw shooting team overall. Youngblood is 1 for 5. Otherwise, they've missed only 2 tonight as a team outside of him. It's a 4-point lead for the Streaks. And he misses the second. So the lead stays at 4. Williams with the rebound for the Silver Streaks. 45-41 Galesburg. Meeker in the lane. Found an opening. Dishes it out. Ross on the wing. Now he'll skip it back out to Joe Williams. Works his way toward the left side of the lane, back out into the corner. Ross drives, high post, back behind him into the corner. Joe hits a big three.
Well, that's, you can watch them practice, and you see that all the time, that kind of ball movement and then finish with a big shot.
And then a turnover at the other end. Streaks trying to force a Dames Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game candidate here. Here's Joe at the left elbow, up top Gibson. Through the lane, Meeker bounces it off underneath, reversed by Thompson, gets blocked. He gets it back, up and fouled.
Way to fight in there, Eric.
Only his second rebound and only his second shot attempt of the game. It's a 7-point Galesburg lead, 6:41 to go. The foul on Connor Mellenbeck is his first, and it'll put Thompson at the line. He made one of two back in the first quarter and makes the first one here.
That one got the inside of the right cylinder and rolled around in there and finally nestled into the net. Not the prettiest free throw to ever go in, but it still counts the same.
Second one up and in. This is one of Eric's best shooting games from the free throw line. He's 3 for 4. This gives Galesburg a 9-point lead again at 50-41. It could have been 2 just a moment ago. Now Joe deflects a pass out of bounds. Assumption will have to inbound at half court. Back into the game, Hunter Grenier, Evan Wadsicker for Assumption. Out goes Mullenbach and Smith Larson. Youngblood stays on the floor. Doyle is out there as well. He will inbound. Into the backcourt it goes to Sturdivant. Guarded by Meeker. Sturdivant puts the ball on the floor, now backs up toward half court. Pass goes left side to Wadsicker. Now into the corner to Grenier. He's been held quiet offensively. Skips it back out to Doyle. Doyle, the leading scorer in the game for Assumption with 14. In the lane, cut off by Ross, skips it back out. Now inlet pass to Youngblood. Turnaround jumper over Thompson, and Eric got him on the arms. And that's the fourth foul of the game on Eric Thompson. It'll put Youngblood at the line, which has been no bargain for the Knights here so far. Let's see if it can pay off for the Silver Streaks.
Youngblood, you can just tell, a little more savvy, the senior in the post, knows how to hook that arm around the defender and get away with it and not get called. And once he gets that position, gets the ball, and then Thompson's in a position where all he can do is foul.
Makes the first free throw. 8-point Galesburg lead, 50-42, 6:10 for the game here in the fourth quarter. 2 for 6 from the free throw line is Youngblood. He has 6 points, and he makes them both. 7-point Galesburg lead, 50-43. Meeker and Ross in the backcourt. Gibson, Thompson, Williams await in the front court. Williams and Gibson switch positions on the baseline. Joe comes out to the left wing. Now drives in, caught under the basket, and a foul. A push on Assumption with Joe heading toward the basket, and the official immediately indicates Joe's going to get 2 free throws here.
Now, those anticipating a 6:30 start to the next game will have a little extra time to find their way here, because this game's going to finish probably pretty slowly at the rate it's going. A lot of foul calls, but Streaks up 7, now up 8.
And keeping in mind Silver Streaks girls basketball to follow us here. They're at the Jacksonville shootout. Got a word during the quarter break there that they're just about ready to start the fourth quarter, at least when we were at our fourth quarter break, and the game prior to theirs. So we'll see how much of our post game that we'll get to with the girls to follow, again with Tom Meredith and Eric Gibson down at Jacksonville. The lob into Youngblood just gets over Eric Thompson. Youngblood tried to pull Eric Thompson down on the rebound under the basket. No foul called. Streaks are with it anyway. Scooping it over to Joe Williams, driving in from the right wing. And a hand check push called on Assumption. That's good defense down there by Eric. They went for the lob. They got it just over his outstretched hands. He stepped back and got enough of a hand in the face of Youngblood to force him to miss. And then Youngblood, falling down along the baseline, reached out and grabbed Thompson, tried to pull him down. With the official standing, looking right there at it, never made a call. On the inbound, it goes to Meeker for 3, and a big one. He's got 6 in the half, 8 for the game. Suddenly, Galesburg back up by 11. 54-43, under 5.5 minutes to go, fourth quarter. Lob on the inbound to Youngblood. He got a step on Thompson and then came up short. Eric with the rebound. Gibson, down low to the baseline. Out to the corner, Joe Williams. And now he'll settle things down. Streaks trying to build on a double-digit lead here. Up 11 as we approach the 5-minute mark of the fourth quarter. Ross. To the left side, Meeker fakes a 3, drives inside with a teardrop. That one's in and out. Gets his own rebound, blocked by Youngblood, chased down by Assumption on the outside. Ethan got 2 cracks at it, couldn't make either one of them. Assumption with the ball down 11. Down the lane, now Ethan pokes it out of the hands of Wadsicker, forcing a turnover. Into the front court, Gibson finds an opening in the lane, up, and then tries to dump it off to Thompson under the basket. Eric wasn't ready for it. It goes out of bounds on the turnover.
Yep. Grant saying, I should have just shot it. But I think it would have made for a layup if Eric would have been expecting that. He's thinking Grant in that position is going to shoot that ball.
Why not, right? Yeah. So Assumption dodges a bullet. 4.5 minutes to go in the game. Down 11, trying to get it back to 9 or 8 here. Haven't knocked down a lot of three-pointers here, and I think Thompson just fouled out of the game. He and Youngblood were doing battle down low along the blocks, and that's going to be the 5th foul of the game on Eric Thompson. And it'll put Youngblood at the line for a 1-1 on the seventh Galesburg team foul. Again, Illinois teams lead this Iowa-Illinois shootout 3-1 so far. Alleman the only team so far to have lost. Victories by Port Byron, Riverdale, Geneseo, and Moline.
So this would guarantee the Illinois win if
it
we
would.
Can hang on here.
Yep, Iowa won it last year.
Don't like Illinois' chances in the next game at all. The final game should be a barn.
Another missed free throw by Youngblood. Joe Williams chases down the rebound nearly into the corner. 11-point Galesburg lead as we approach the 4-minute mark of quarter number four. See if the Streaks try to spread it out here a little bit. They do. Now Ross running through the lane. Gibson still with the dribble out high. Fakes the handoff to Meeker. Now he does give it off to Ethan at half court. Ethan works his way left, poked away from behind. Watziker reached in, just stole it away, and then the Streaks foul him getting into the front court.
Well, Ethan's regressed a little bit today from the ball handling standpoint. He's had a tough day, quite a few turnovers in his neighborhood.
Gibson bails him out by fouling, only in the sense that it prevented an assumption runout. And Watziker will go to the line. He's 1-for-3. Again, he was the player Coach Andy Craig mentioned in the pregame that he kind of rolled his ankle a little bit in their victory last night in their conference game. Wasn't sure if Watziker will play. He's gotten a lot of minutes in here in this game. He's got 6 points in the half, 11 for the game. First free throw up and in. Second one good as well.
And a timeout taken by Assumption. The 10-point, 9-point game right at the 4-minute mark.
Halfway through the fourth quarter. Our thanks again to Galesburg Nissan for providing our transportation not only to Augustana College here tonight, but to Quincy last night. Jim and I traveling in a 2013 Nissan Altima SL, and this one will have still under 20,000 miles by the time we get it back to the dealership later tonight. You won't be concerned about gas mileage at all. We will easily make the round trip to Quincy and the round trip here to Rock Island without draining the gas tank by any means. Altimas have great gas mileage, and you get a lot for your money with these vehicles. We've pretty well agreed. We could drive an Altima. They're mighty comfortable. Nice drive.
Yeah, and some, I don't know, it's everybody's different. Some cars just fit you. You know, it's kind of hard to describe, and this one especially, I could not take back to the dealership real easy. So we'll see if Jeff and the guys miss it when this beautiful white Altima with the black leather interior doesn't show up for a while. Yeah, we got to go to Taylorville anyway in a week.
All
so
right, yeah.
Let's just keep it.
All right, Silver Streaks coming out of the Davenport timeout with the ball and a 9-point lead. Williams up top with 3:45 to go in the game. Joe trying to lose his man on the crossover out high. Tough pass. Grant Gibson fends off Doyle to prevent the turnover. Now it goes right side over to Joe. Streaks trying to spread it out a little bit. Here's Joe on the drive in the lane. Goes up for the shot and a foul called. And are they going to call that one in the act of shooting? They are. He's pretty sure he was in the act of shooting when he got it. But
well, he's trying to convince him of that. I wasn't sure when he got hung up in the lane. I thought maybe they bailed him out there a little bit. He made
right.
a nice penetration, but I'm not sure what he was going to do with it. And he's saying, oh, yeah, I was shooting it. No doubt. No
and he
doubt.
Gets the free throw. 5 in the quarter, 10 and a half, 15 for the game for Joe Williams. Puts the Streaks hit back up by 10 at 55-45. Second free throw on the way and good. I'll tell you, this point in the game, through the first 10 games this season, I'm real comfortable with Joe Williams as the line anytime. And he puts the Streaks up by 11, and now we got a timeout, an official's timeout. There was some yelling going on from the scoreboard over there. And he looked up at the scoreboard. I'm not sure what he saw. It was a clock issue, maybe? Because he's looking at the backboard. There was a clock over the backboard. Now he's over talking things over with the score table.
Well, the one on the far end over that backboard is showing the same as what's up top, 3:24. Oh, now they're going to put 3 seconds on. 3:27 now.
Maybe they started the clock a little too quickly, I guess. All right, 3:27 to go, 11-point Galesburg lead, 56-45.
Let's hope those 3 seconds don't matter.
Yeah, no doubt. Sturdivant with it out high, skips it over left side to Watziker, guarded by Gibson. Down low in the post, Grenier curls around, cut off, backs it back out to Watziker. Tries a little head and shoulder fake. Gets it off to Doyle. Driving down the right side of the lane, and he threw it off Devin Ross. Good defense by Devin. Looked like Doyle just lost the handle on it. And as they were both running down the lane toward the basket, it just kind of got hung up on Devin's midsection and rolled out of bounds. On the inbound to Sturdivant, guarded by Meeker. Skips it back out to Wadsicker. 3 minutes to go in the game. Silver Streaks with an 11-point lead. They've led the entire way after opening on a 10-2 run. A fake and a travel called as Wadsicker had Gibson flying at him from the side. He went up for the shot, and he came back down with it. 16 turnovers are our assumption. Back into the game, Kevante Shaw. Cody Hawthorne sits down.
Still a pretty solid assumption team. It's not a flashy team at all, and then they're not going to beat you shooting from the perimeter, I don't think, a whole lot, but they'll be a handful for most teams they play. Not going to be many teams blow these guys out. They just play really hard. They play good defense. They're tough, and just reflect their coach, Andy Craig.
Down low, Kevante Shaw with the up and under, loses his man, and then the shot just won't go down over the rim. Larson with the rebound for assumption. Down nine. And now six as Grenier hits one from the corner. Timeout Knights. It's 56 to 48. I misspoke. They're down eight.
First field goal of the fourth quarter for Assumption.
They had a big one.
Three. They had five turnovers. They had really a dreadful quarter for the most part. But they find themselves still hanging around here with 2.5 minutes to go. And, again, you would expect that from this bunch, just the way that Andy Craig has them playing the game.
And that's after at the opposite end. Kevante Shaw did a nice little head and shoulder fake to get his man, and they got the shot up, and it just wouldn't go down. So you go from maybe being up 13 at the opposite end to very quickly you're up by 8 instead. 2:34 to go in the game here, coming out of the 32nd timeout.
And, of course, with Andy Craig being the head coach, we mentioned in the pregame, these players really better pay attention because he's also the president of the school.
Right.
So you don't have that combination very often. So when he talks, they listen intently.
On the inbound, they get it to Joe, who's going to take it all the way to the basket. Gets the shot and the foul. On the feed from the baseline to Meeker, he got it to half court immediately to Williams, who attacked the basket, got a step on Hunter Grenier, took it all the way, and with a foul on top of it, gets the Streaks back into a 10-point lead. How about that for a crunch time play of the game?
That, well, and the three-pointer he had a little while ago when they had gotten close was big as well, and he finishes it off with yet another free throw.
4 out of 5 from the line. 2:20 to go in the game. Streaks by 11. Driving into the lane, dishing it off. They find Larson into the corner, fakes the three, trying to drive in on Joe. That's a mistake. Knocks it loose. Loose ball on the floor. Meeker, outlet pass from Ross, chased down into the corner by Shaw, and he bounces it off Grant Gibson out of bounds.
That was a run out, but it was a wild one. he just tossed it down the court, and we figured one of our guys would catch up with it in the corner, and one finally did, but not enough to get it back to Gibson. And so dueling turnovers, I guess if nothing else, milks a little time off the clock now at 2:09 to go.
Silver Streaks lead by 11, 59-48. Assumption continues to hang in there. They've made a couple runs at the Silver Streaks, got it down to 4 at one point. Youngblood cut off on the outside, on the down low, so he gets it out to Wadsicker, who drains a 3. Back to an 8-point Galesburg lead, 59-51. Wadsicker's first basket of the fourth quarter. Streaks try to spread it out again with a minute 45 to play, trying to go 10-0 on the season. Gibson, left side to Ross, found an opening, drives in, leaves it off in the lane to Shaw, gets fouled going to the basket, and he'll shoot two with a minute 37 to go.
You know, one thing as you watch this Galesburg team is that you can't accuse them of being selfish because a lot of times we give up shots that I think we ought to take in favor of somebody else
right,
who's a foot away, but it is nice to see the team concept.
Again, Galesburg girls basketball to follow from the Jacksonville shootout. Tom Meredith and Eric Gibson waiting there. First free throw up and in by Shaw. 9-point Galesburg lead, 60-51. With a second one coming. Four Silver Streaks waiting back defensively. Nobody along the lane. And after the miss, the rebound goes directly to Tim Doyle for Assumption. On the left side, Sturdivant steps into a three. Nobody was guarding him, but he missed it. And the rebound, Shaw had position, but Doyle came in flying up over the top of him, picks up his fourth foul.
Yeah, Assumption in a little bit of desperation mode now, taking some chances that they might not have taken a little earlier in the ball game, trying to get that ball back off of the miss. You know, Sturdivant hits that three. We're looking at a 6-point game again.
That's right.
And he just was off a little bit to the right.
I'm going to put Grant Gibson at the line. I thought Shaw was the one there with defensive position. It's a 1-1 for Gibson. Has 6 points in the half, none this quarter, though. First one up and in. Again, Silver Streaks looking to win for the second straight year here at this shootout. They have not done that. Comes off a two-year stretch where they lost two in a row for the first time as well. They had alternated victories and losses for the first 10 years. And Galesburg calls a timeout with an 11-point lead, 62-51, and a minute 26 to go in the game.
Looks like they'll take a full timeout, make sure they got everything squared away as they head down the stretch here. And a lot of smiles coming off that court now. I think they feel like they've got this pretty well in hand.
Again, our next action after this will not be until after Christmas. Silver Streaks will head down to Taylorville, where they've been going for the past, what will this be, 4 years in a row now, I guess, right?
Yep.
After winning the Charleston tournament, that dissolved and fell apart. So Taylorville took it over. Most of the teams that were in that Charleston tournament migrated over to Taylorville, and now a number of them are not part of it any longer. We will open against Rantoul, a team that we did not play in our Thanksgiving tournament, but was at our Thanksgiving tournament. The Eagles did not win a game at Galesburg under second-year head coach A.J. Richard. Silver Streaks will also play Dunlap, which is in their King tournament. We will play Dunlap coming out of the New Year holiday. And we'll wrap up the tournament against Taylorville, which is off to a 7-2 start heading into tonight. All right, 11-point Galesburg lead coming out of the Streaks timeout, a minute 15 to go. Assumption with the ball. Sturdivant on the left side. Lobs it back up top to Wadsiger. Bounce pass to the baseline. Grenier shoots over the rim. Weak side rebound, Youngblood. Back out to Sturdivant for three. In and out. Rebound, Shaw deflects it over to Grant Gibson. 9 rebounds for Grant, and he's fouled in the backcourt. And Doyle just fouled out of the game as Gibson will walk it to the other end to shoot two with under a minute to go now.
Yeah, that would pretty well seal the deal. Assumption needed to get something there and had two good looks at it, but couldn't get it down and also burned 20 seconds off the clock in the process. So just under a minute to go, and Gibson can put a couple of more nails in this one as the Streaks go for that 10-0 start.
And now they'll send in a substitution. Doyle will head out. Daniel Chiodin back into the game.
And a reminder coming up, Tom Meredith waiting in the wings down in Jacksonville, Illinois College, and Silver Streaks girls against the Jacksonville Crimsons coming up shortly.
And the first one up and in by Gibson. 3 points in the quarter, all from the free throw line. 9 for the half, and he's got 20 for the game. Leading the Streaks in scoring on a floor that could become his home for the next 4 years here at Augustana. Second one up and in as well. Wouldn't be a bad place to go. Team that's been number one in the country this year, huh? Also knocked off a number one team. Streaks by 13, under 50 seconds to go in the game now. At the high post, turnaround jumper, nice look by Wadsiger. He's got 7 in the quarter, 12 for the half, and 17 for the game. They immediately put on the full court press. Shaw gets it up to Ethan Meeker. Working it up the right side, and a reach around foul on Jordan Allen, trying to poke it away from the backside of Meeker. That'll send Ethan to the line, where he's still trying to get into double figures. He's got 8 tonight. Williams on the game with 18. Gibson with 20. Silver Streaks still looking for their third score in double figures. And Meeker misses the first with 37.5 seconds to go.
Yeah, Meeker had, what, I think four threes in the first half last night.
Finished 4 out of 5.
And then not as much offensively in the second, and this has been far from his best floor game in a lot of ways. But, you know, as we said, you're not going to be hot every night. Number two, both he and some of the other players struggling still with trying to get their energy back after having the flu a good part of this week.
12-point Galesburg lead. Meeker makes the second one, 33 seconds to go. Allen with a bounce pass left side over to Tyler Phillips into the game. Here's Allen driving down the lane, feeds it through the lane right into the hands of Grant Gibson. And Assumption will back up into the half court, and they will not attempt the foul to stop the clock again. And the Streaks are going to win. They will be 10-0 in the next 10 seconds with a 65-53 victory here at the Genesis Iowa-Illinois shootout. Assumption drops to 4-2. And the Silver Streaks give Illinois the shootout victory as the Illinois high school teams have won 4 of the first 5 games here at Augustana College. Post-game show coming up next on WGIL and WGIL.com.
Play-by-play coverage of Silver Streaks boys basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Craddy Insurance Agency, your local Rockford Mutual Insurance Agency in Galesburg. Dave's Auto Body on Grant Avenue in Galesburg. You better call Dave's. Reed Love Sporting Goods in downtown Kewaunee. McDonald's in Galesburg and Knoxville. I'm loving it. Galesburg Nissan on North Henderson Street in front of the Sandberg Mall. Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating, because you deserve to be comfortable in your home, but not miserable when you get the bill. And by OSF St. Mary Medical Center in Galesburg. Altogether, better. Galesburg's radio station for news, talk, and Silver Streaks basketball. Galesburg Radio 14, WGIL.
The boatload of toys, Toy Drive with Safe Harbor Family Crisis Center at Walmart in Galesburg. It's Eric and Ted, and wow.
Oh, my goodness. We walked in here to start our shift. Eric and I are here from 6 o'clock until 10 o'clock tonight, and this boat is a rockin', my friend.
The boat is a sinking. Mayday, mayday, mayday. We'll see you out here at Walmart, the hustle and bustle of the holidays. Everyone's got the spirit, and we're helping out Safe Harbor Family Crisis Center with the Country Station, FM 95.
Trying to convey an idea to somebody else never results in the vision you had in your head. Take matters into your own hands. Let Breedlove Sporting Goods help you design your next t-shirt. Navigate to breedlovesports.com, click on the t-shirt designer icon, and put your mad design skills to work. Start by picking your canvas, t-shirts, polos, hoodies, even drinkware, signs, and banners. From there, you can customize everything, color, artwork, text, numbers, even upload an image. You can be the designer with Breedlove Sporting Goods in downtown Kewaunee. Get started now at breedlovesports.com.
Diabetics develop wounds so easily, and then they're very difficult to treat.
Dr. Teresa Hughes, podiatrist and director of the OSF St. Mary Wound Clinic.
You can rub in your shoes and not realize it, step on things and not realize it. Just a little blister in a diabetic can be slow to heal and break down. They can get the care that they need at the wound clinic.
Stay healthy and active with Dr. Teresa Hughes in the OSF St. Mary Wound Clinic. OSF St. Mary Medical Center, all together better.
The official WGIL forecast, cloudy with patchy drizzle or light freezing drizzle after midnight tonight, a low of 32. Tomorrow, cloudy with a high of 42. Tomorrow night, cloudy skies, a low of 32. Monday, a chance of rain in the morning, becoming more likely throughout the afternoon with a high of 42. And Monday night, rain still likely, overnight low dropping down around 38. Currently in downtown Galesburg, it is 34. At Galesburg Radio 14, WGIL.
Final stats and comments from Streaks head coach Mike Reynolds. WGIL's coverage of GHS boys basketball continues with the Silver Streaks postgame show on Galesburg Radio 14 WGIL.
Postgame here at Augustana College, where the Silver Streaks win it over Davenport Assumption 65-53. Galesburg now 10-0 on the season. Davenport Assumption drops to 4-2. We'll be going to Tom Meredith and Eric Gibson fairly quickly here. They are there. The game prior to theirs at the Jacksonville Shootout has ended, so we're going to give them a few minutes to get settled and make the necessary connections. And so it gives us a little bit of time, Jim, to run through our post-game statistics. Let's start off with our Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game. Again, pretty quick agreement, I think, on our part here tonight.
Yeah, and, you know, it's one of those you like to spread it around, but this weekend it was a team effort. But when it came crunch time, both last night and tonight, same guy jumps into our mind in the second half, Joe Williams. Williams coming up big in a lot of ways, certainly a couple of big three balls from Joe, one in that third quarter when Assumption got close, and then able to draw some fouls and create some turnovers. Last night it was a combination of his offense and defense, and he just come up big.
So Joe Williams, our Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game. Let's go into our post-game statistics brought to you by Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating, because you deserve to be comfortable in your home but not miserable when you get the bill, Jim.
Well, Assumption ended up out-shooting Galesburg 51% to 44%. Assumption hit 8 of 11 in the third quarter, ended up finishing the game at 16 out of 36, so a pretty good day for Assumption in that regard. But Silver Streaks, 17 of 38, 44%. Rebounding edge to Galesburg, which was a little bit of a surprise when this was all done. I had it 29 to 22.
and 20 Assumption turnovers, 14 for the Silver Streaks.
Three-point shooting. Silver Streaks were 7 of 13 from three-point range. That's certainly part of the story. Assumption shot 50% as well at 4 out of 8. But the free throws heavily in favor of the Silver Streaks, 24 out of 31 from the line. Assumption, 15 of 24. Individual scoring, the Knights put three players in double figures. Evan Wadsicker leads the way with 17. Tim Doyle finished with 14, and Hunter Grenier had 13. Roman Youngblood had 7. Cam Sturdivant finished with 2. Nobody else scored for Assumption. For the Silver Streaks, first time this season that they didn't get three players in double figures. Grant Gibson scores 21, Joe Williams 19, so 40 of the 65 points to those two. Ethan Meeker finished with 6. Cody Hawthorne off the bench with his career-high 6. Devin Ross also with 6. And Eric Thompson fouled out of the game with 3. Kevonte Shaw had 1. Gelsberg's 10-0. They win at 65-53. Take another timeout. Again, Silver Streaks girls basketball from the Jacksonville shootout is coming up. We'll be back to close things out from Augustana College after this on WGIL and WGIL.com.
My grades were bad. I would like get D's and C's.
I appeared to be doing good at my school life, but if you would see me at home, it would have been a completely different story.
I mean, it was just rough focusing on school when your mother is somebody you have to take care of.
It got worse and worse and worse throughout the years.
There are students who need somebody.
They can trust someone, and it could be the first person they've ever trusted in their life.
Communities and Schools is lowering America's dropout rate by helping more than 1.3 million kids every year get whatever they need to succeed in school.
If something was going on at home, we would go just stop by Miss Liberty's office and talk to her.
Communities and Schools vouched for me when everyone else had lost hope.
You can help change the picture of education right here in your community and across the nation. Visit communitiesandschools.org.
I hear people say we can't save every kid, but I think that we can.
The Galesburg High girls basketball team plays at the Prep Showcase at Illinois College tonight against Jacksonville. I'm Tom Aerith. I'll have the action for you around 6:30 on Galesburg Radio 14 WGIL.
At Augustana College, Silver Streaks win it here over Davenport Assumption 65-53. Galesburg has reached double figures in victories without a loss. 10-0 now as they head off to the Taylorville Christmas Tournament next week, starting things off against the Rantoul Eagles on Friday and then two games on Saturday. We're not going to talk with Streaks head coach Mike Reynolds. We are recording him, so we'll get you some post-game comments from him later on. But we do need to get you to the Jacksonville shootout where the Galesburg girls are waiting to take on the host Lady Crimsons, and Tom Meredith and Eric Gibson are waiting down there. So we'll get you there. Silver Streaks win at 65-53. They are now 7-6 in the Iowa-Illinois shootout, and Illinois wins this shootout regardless of what happens in the remaining two games. For Nick Simpson at the downtown studios, for Jim Lee, I'm Brad Binowitz. Good night from Augustana. Let's head you down now to Jacksonville and Tom Meredith and Eric Gibson.
Thanks for listening to Silver Streaks Boys Basketball on Galesburg Radio 14, WGIL. This has been a WGIL sports presentation.